Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. I guess to begin with, you don't have to pretend like you like turkey anymore unless you haven't finished the leftovers yet. That's all beside the point. Coming from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to start the day off. He was, I don't know where he went last week. He didn't tell me where he was going, although I suspect there was water involved. Joining me again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Yes, sir.
It was warm water, and it was 80-foot visibility. I thought of you as I eat my Thanksgiving turkey down there.
Like, probably laughing, going, sucker, right? Something like that.
I was thinking how nice it is that we get to travel. I was counting my blessings and include your friendship as one of them.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts today, sir?
Right. I didn't get a chance to carry down there. It is nice to be home. I thought I'm grateful for a number of things, one of which is that I'm not the Federal Bureau of Investigation, because they just picked up a $127 million fine because they had reports on the murderer who later went on to kill 18 students, injuring many more at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland,
right.
Florida.
Right.
FBI, this guy's crazy. Have you seen his Facebook posts? Yeah, we'll get back to you on that. Yeah. 127.5, and that's not all of the plaintiffs. There are more. Yeah.
That was a class action suit, yeah?
Yep.
So survivors and victims' families got to partake of that, right?
Right.
Okay. Sure. Well, I mean... That's not an uncommon occurrence, though. All of these guys, you know, every time I hear about one of these shooters.
Yes.
I hear that they were on the FBI radar. The guy in Colorado was on the FBI radar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
So.
The guy in Colorado, the guy, in the Carolinas, who attacked that AME church, where they said, oh, yeah, no, he's prohibited. No, he's not. Oh, oops, I'm sorry. That was the wrong county. We fumbled the paperwork. I believe the BATFE paid that one.
Yeah. That was a big comedy. Yeah.
That's interesting that if we say, look, I'm a good guy, and the FBI screws up their data background checks all the time, almost unfailingly, it's because I have a similar name and the FBI doesn't take enough information to sort me from the bad guy. Eventually, they sort it out. And then sometimes they just flat out get it wrong, and someone who's clearly a prohibited person, they go ahead and say, yeah, go ahead. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So.
because it's going to be in the news more and more and will be part of what we talk about today, a report came out looking at the 990 form. That's the form filed on when a nonprofit files its taxes. The NRA is now spending twice as much on the lawsuits defending Wayne LaPierre as it does for the ILA, the Institute for Legislative Action. it's spending more defending Wayne than it does on its lobbying. Twice as much, in fact. Isn't that interesting?
I had not heard that.
Yeah, it's out there. Our buddy Tom Knighton at Bearing Arms picked that up. So isn't that interesting that defending Wayne is more important than defending our rights?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise
money,
me. I would really love to know what Wayne has on some of these cats. I'd love to know that.
Well, right. Why is the second vice president somehow the ruling king of this organization? What was also interesting is that donations were down by 20%. I thought, in fact, they would be down to a far greater degree. And then I considered my own local gun club that still requires its new members to be NRA members. Fortunately, I'm past that with them.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the... now I'm of two minds, Bill, where to go next.
Okay.
One is there's lots to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse case, the media malfeasance that will make him a multimillionaire. And then I just saw this sort of strange rash of violent crimes, and I went, wow, we really do need to carry. You and me need to carry, because the cops just aren't going to be there. There are people who are shooting police officers, retired police officers, when they act as security. In fact, a known felon gunned down some cops in New York City. But we got a feeling you want to go Rittenhouse. You want to talk about armed defense.
We can talk about either or. I mean, Rittenhouse is a fascinating subject in that it is a really good case study to look at things where, you know, that prosecutor knows he's got all of that immunity, prosecutorial immunity. So he knows he can get everything wrong, he can get everything messed up, and he's not going to get in any trouble for it because you can't get him in trouble for it. Because he's got a get out of jail free card or something like that.
Well, there are some new laws being proposed to change that.
Well, yes.
You're absolutely right. This one's called Kyle's Law. I heard it being proposed at the state level. There are some states where if you are maliciously prosecuted, you can get your lawyer's fees, you can get your fees for lost wages covered. Now, this law, it's being proposed by a state senator in Oklahoma, I believe, and he's saying, I don't want this ever to happen here. Not only do we want to charge, does the state agree to pay for malicious prosecution, I want the prosecutor to then be subject to pain and suffering if we can document that it was malicious prosecution, meaning the evidence was never there in the first place.
I like it. I'd like to see that. Where's that being proposed?
A senator out of Oklahoma, a state senator.
Okay.
I gotta dig. The guy who, you know, the brainchild behind it is our colleague, and thank goodness he's on our side, Andrew Branca. Because he's been looking at this. He looked at the video. He goes, look, I know the law. And Andrew quite literally wrote the book on armed defense and how it's prosecuted, how it's defended. And he's looking at the video from the Kyle Rittenhouse case going, nope, it's not there. This guy should not have been charged. Because I appreciate the care with which you and I have to speak, I'm going to quote Andrew Branca, who called the prosecution's evidence, quote, laughably weak, close quote. Okay? See?
Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host at the Polite Society, and my blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com.
We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rob Morse, fresh off of vacation and everything else. And please pick up where you were, because I had to crassly interrupt you in mid-sentence there.
Thank you so much for letting me mention where people can find my work.
Sure.
We were talking about who Kyle Rittenhouse should sue first on his way to becoming a multimillionaire. I would think you could start with MSNBC's Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough. He claimed, and because we want to be careful here, we're going to put quotes in just the right places.
Sure.
He claimed that Rittenhouse was, and I quote, just running around shooting and killing protesters. He, close quote. He was then compared to an active shooter who, quote, drove across state lines with an AR-15 and started shooting people up. A self-appointed militia member unloaded 60 rounds. Close quote. No facts to support that, Joe.
It's not even accurate.
But did it matter? It got the shock and outrage of his declining viewership to listen through the next commercial. Was that worth a contribution to the Kyle Rittenhouse retirement fund? I think so.
Kyle Rittenhouse fund for better living.
Well, you
want to know one thing that interests me about all of this stuff?
Yeah, what's up?
When did it become illegal to cross state lines with a standard legal AR-15? When did that become a bad thing?
I don't think he did, by the way. It was his buddy kept it for him.
Yeah, it was in Wisconsin.
But even had he done so, so what? Well, I think that was part of a myth that the prosecutor was trying to sell. That Kyle was a vigilante, that Kyle was a racist, that Kyle had an illegal firearm, and unscrambling that law was a nightmare for the judge. The judge said, if I can't figure out whether it was legal or illegal, I'm not going to ask the jury to do it. The standards aren't clear. And then Kyle acted in a reckless manner that caused the deaths of others. In fact, the evidence was 180 degrees from that.
Yeah, that...
Well, Bill?
Yes.
Bill, an entire crowd is chasing this kid down, shouting for him. He's got things being thrown at him. There's gunfire coming from the crowd. Rittenhouse doesn't know where it's landing. That was caught on video. And the only time he presses the trigger is when a guy's about to render him either unconscious, you know, hitting him in the head, or he's down on his back, a position of disadvantage, or somebody's grabbed the firearm, and if Rittenhouse lets them take the gun away from him, he's afraid it will be used on him.
Sure.
So that's a ton of restraint. If he was the monster that, for example, MSNBC's Joy Reid claimed he was, an armed teenage vigilante, then how come he was so incredibly restrained? By the way, all this happens while he's running toward the police trying to turn himself in?
He only expended 8 rounds.
Yeah.
In total of his 30-round magazine. That's not an active shooter. That's not a mass shooter. It's definitely not a vigilante shooter. He was surrounded by people. But he was only targeting those that he had to defend against. And he did fire at the kicker guy, except he missed the kicker guy. So.
Worst vigilante ever.
Yeah, I know.
Completely failed.
It was nearly as bad as the insurrection of January the 6th.
Precisely.
Yeah.
But the media was selling a story from the Young Turks. Cenk Unger called him, quote, he murdered a couple of people, close quote. Don't we typically say is charged with or alleged to have, is being held under suspicion of? Nope. That's why it rose to the level of slander and liable. Now, here's what else is fun. Politico said that then-President Donald Trump lied when he said Rittenhouse was trying to get away from protesters. And was attacked. In fact, video backs up Trump's statements. The Associated Press did the same thing. And NPR then goes, they criticized Trump for, quote, we're going to state real clean here, quote, Trump claiming without evidence that it appears the gunman was acting in self-defense, close quote. When in fact, there was plenty of video evidence. Isn't it fascinating now that many of these public events occur and there are all sorts of videos being taken. This was less a trial by witness than it was a trial by cell phone video.
You know, the thing about this is that every claim that they make, every claim the media makes, just like everything else the leftists do, because media is nothing but the lapdog of the leftist. It's all projection. It's all projection. It has nothing to do at all with anything based on any sort of facts or anything that might have occurred at any given time. And that's the part that interests me the most. And I guess it's because so many of them just run with it. And I get asked sometimes, why are they reporting the same thing? I was like, because they're lazy. Because they're lazy. If somebody comes out with a thing, crossing state lines, armed vigilante, white supremacist, all the talking points, everybody had the same talking points.
Yes.
Which is a complete lack of critical thinking.
Do you think, Bill, here's something I'd love to hear your ideas on. Was that a concerted effort? Was this like a journalist set of talking points where the media was trying to railroad this kid into taking a plea bargain? If we slander him broadly enough and they felt they were immune, that he would knuckle under?
I think they thought it was going to be a plea bargain. I thought that this kid, being a kid, would plead. Instead, he's like, I didn't do nothing wrong, so he decided to fight it. And
right,
it wasn't necessarily directed at him. I think I think he was the one they were willing to sacrifice on this one, because there were lots of armed people in Kenosha that night on both sides. Lots of armed people. That was less like the subway shooting in New York with Bernard Goetz than it was more like the rooftop Koreans. A lot of people defending property that night. So the fact that he got singled out, I think that's why they went after him, because he was a kid.
Fascinating.
So
when we get back, we'll have to talk about it some more.
Absolutely, we will. We'll do that. You can find Rob is both a writer and a podcaster. Very prolific on both. We'll tell you where to find that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to fight and beat this new variant as well. We're learning more about this new variant every single day. And as we learn more, we're going to share that information with the American people, candidly and promptly.
President Biden addressing the nation regarding the new Omicron coronavirus variant. Biden speaking at the White House as the United States has already announced travel restrictions from multiple countries in southern Africa. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says regarding this variant and other variants, we need to remember a few things.
Should not panic. We just need to protect ourselves and be aware of what's going on. Take common sense precautions. You know, the basics, quarantining, of course, the vaccinations, that sort of thing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The trial starting for actor Jussie Smollett in Chicago on Monday. He's accused of staging a fake hate crime attack to further his career. USA Radio News. A high-profile trial is kicking off in New York City.
On July 2, 2020, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and longtime associate, was arrested on multiple criminal charges related to his trafficking and sexual abuse of young women and girls. She was denied bail and remained behind bars in Brooklyn, New York, with her jury trial set to begin today in New York City.
Oh my gosh, I was 14 years old. Like, what the hell, do you know, when you're that young?
Epstein accuser Jennifer Arose on NBC News. Epstein pleaded guilty to a felony charge of solicitation of prostitution involving a minor back in 2018. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of the social media giant. The move confirmed by Twitter and it's effective immediately. Dorsey saying he will stay on the board of directors for now, Twitter moving the chief technology officer into that role as CEO. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're spending the first hour talking to Rob Morris, who's been on a on holiday, if you will. And now he's back in the trenches fighting the fight on a regular basis like he does.
Well, I try. You know who inspires me? Some of your other guests. Think of how much Dan Zimmerman knows, how deep Paloma Capana digs. Wow. Makes me feel like a slack. How much Dean Weingarten writes. I'm a slacker, Bill. Thank you for having me on anyway.
Hey, you know, let me explain something to you. I don't think, I think that everything out here, all of the fights that occur, takes a concerted effort. It's not going to be there. None of this is, you know, there is nobody wearing a cape out here that
right.
changes in a phone booth and is doing it all by themselves. So,
thank you for that. But I do think you've got a couple supermen and superwomen that you have on regularly. I admire them.
They're okay.
you were saying that the riots in Kenosha were probably heavily armed. I only know of two people who pressed the trigger. One was Joshua Zeminski. He was also later charged with arson, as well as, I think they called it reckless endangerment by shooting into the when he was shooting into the air.
Right.
I wouldn't even consider what Rittenhouse did. He was enormously reluctant to fire, as we discussed earlier. What's tragic is that Zeminski may have panicked the crowd, forcing them toward Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse may have thought that he was under attack. Shooting into the air is never a good idea. And one almost wonders if he should have been considered an accessory to the crime of the people who attacked Rittenhouse.
Well, you know, the cops were driving the Antifa into the defenders, too.
Interesting.
The cops were coming up the street. They weren't sitting there encircling them. They were coming up the street. So all of that, that there was a lot of things that were going on. And you know, if you're going to not intervene, and that's because there wasn't enough cops available to intervene. They barely were able to take care of the city, you know, the city facilities themselves, because there's just not that many cops. There just isn't that many.
Do you think they were reluctant to call for the National Guard?
I think that the, well, they did call for the National Guard. From my understanding, I think the governor was reluctant to send the National Guard. Now, he was quite willing to send the National Guard when they were considering the verdict, which is what he should have done at the outset. Yeah, at the outset. So, all that being said, a lot of things there, a lot of things going on there. So, but the one thing I do know is that there was more than one gun. There was more than two guns there.
There was more
than three guns. Kyle Rittenhouse was part of an armed contingent.
Right.
He wasn't the only AR-15 toting dude there that night. So there was quite a few of them. I'm convinced they went after him because he was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked like an easy pickings. I do want to, one other, nominee.
Remember who went after him first, too.
No, who? Which was?
Rosenbaum, the pedophile. He went after him, 36-year-old man, chasing down to attack a 17-year-old man.
Right.
Going to try to take his gun from him. I don't think he intended anything sexual at all, but I do think that he fully intended to try to kill him.
Yeah.
Either that or he was trying to get killed himself. That has been a postulation, but I kind of think that's what set everything off.
I was recently reading about psychopaths, how they lack empathy. They also lack fear. The consequences of their actions simply don't matter to them. Which might describe Esquire magazine, because they accused Rittenhouse of committing, quote, terrorist tourism, quote, for taking a weapon across state lines, which he didn't do. Wow. I had heard that, I just drew a blank. The January protests in Washington, D.C., the March for Life. And this kid from a Catholic school gets surrounded by the so-called Indian beating the drum.
Yeah, Nick Sandman.
Nick Sandman said, hey, I got a couple million from CNN. I could loan you some if you need a lawyer, because it will cost money to sue these people. We got what?
We got 2 minutes.
We've got 2 minutes. Let me... I want to change directions, if you may, and I hope we'll get a chance to come back to it.
Sure.
The English report, it was cited in the New York Rifle and Pistol Association case in front of the Supreme Court. This was a massive study. They asked 54,000 of us a number of questions, including which, do you have a gun? 16,000 of us said yes, and then they really went in depth. One of the questions they asked is, do you carry in public, and how often? You and I have always wondered how many honest citizens are carrying in public. And now we know. Somebody asked, and they asked enough people that we got a reasonable representation all across the country. Then I kind of pulled a John Lott, ran the numbers. About 17.5 million of us carry every day. We didn't know that before. And the media always said, no, there's no concealed carry in this country. That's 8% of the population. One out of 12. When you go to lunch counter, 12 seats, one of those guys should be carrying on average. Is it lower on the left coast and on the right coast in some states? Of course. Is it far higher in rural Pennsylvania? Indeed, it is. Probably one out of four in some of those areas. But now we know, and the media can't lie about it anymore.
But they will.
Well, then we have to start rubbing. Then, you know what? We'll start making articles just like they made about Rittenhouse and go, here's where they lied about us again. No. Self-defense is common. About a third of firearms owners reported defending themselves at one point. Not that year, but at one point during their life. What's interesting, and they admitted in the study it might be a mistake, if you ask a number of people, do you own a gun? They say, no, it's my brother's, it's my husband's, I'm not the gun owner. Because if you say no, they never asked you if you used a gun for self-defense. So how many people who, air quotes here, didn't own a gun but had one accessible, in turn used it for self-defense, those people disappeared from the study. So it's remarkably conservative. It's probably well in excess of the 1.3 million they speculate each year.
Well, tell everybody how to find you as we head into the break.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Each one of those comes out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. And from there, it's picked up at Amalink, where I get to write the Armed Citizen column again once a week.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. Fresh back on the boat. And back. Well, he was out of the boat, then he got on the boat. Then he came back. Something like that. When Rob gets on a boat, that's temporary. Rob's only on boats temporarily.
Yeah, they make me get off and walk. Bill, what was fascinating about this English study, again, the first of its kind that's ever asked so many people all across the United States, what are your habits with a firearm? Have you used it? Do you carry it? How many do you have? The media used to say, oh, do you remember the comment? Yes, there are record gun sales. But it's just a few gun nuts. There are actually fewer gun owners than ever before. And this study said, nope,
sure.
Sorry, not right. Well, and then we'd say, no, guns save lives. And they said, no, that's just anecdotal. You can't trust those studies. Excuse me, we've got 54,000 people we asked. 16,000 people had a gun. About a third of that, roughly 5,000 across the United States out of this sample, said, yeah, you know what? It saved my life. One of the things that I found interesting was where, quote, the dangerous place is. It's not just in our house. It's around our house. It's on our property, but outside, meaning, oh, there was a thug waiting for you when you went to get in your car in the back alley behind your house. Oops. There was someone who was trying to break into your home. He bangs on the door, runs away several times until you open the door to look outside. So the area around our house in many states is considered, quote, public, because there's not a fence, meaning someone can walk from the street to your home. They consider that public. You would need a concealed carry license, at least in California, in some other areas as well, to walk to your mailbox. So that's interesting. I wonder, and what we're going to find out. They did mention how many of the respondents, what percent, had a concealed carry permit, but I think that now is less interesting than how many of them actually carry.
You know, if somebody were to ask me, I'm pretty much public with that, though. I was about to say, well, if someone were to ask me, I probably wouldn't tell them the truth, but I do it every day. So, I mean, that jig is probably up. I've probably given up that ghost. So.
Yeah, just taking a wild guess, do you think Bill Frady owns a firearm or two? Could be. Now, which one this week as he's trading them out, you know, and doing demos and videos? I would hate to guess which ones are still at home. One of the things that I thought was interesting is the way they structured the ideal. You know, if it were John Lott, he'd go, "What percent of the time do you carry in public?" Good grief, John. But they said, "Oh, is it always or almost always? Is it frequently? Is it sometimes? Is it?" And this is what the one that where the there was a large percentage, like almost a quarter, said, "Oh, only when I'm going someplace dangerous." And you and I hear John Farnham in the back of our ear going, "Then why the hell did you go at all?" But okay, you're traveling at night, it's rainy, you know, parking out at the back of the mall parking lot during the Christmas crazy rush, yeah, that's a dangerous place. Interesting. Only one out of 20 of these self-defense incidents was described as being at work.
I need to have John Farnham on the show again because I'm beginning to believe that we have come to this point now to where we can no longer just sit back and say, "Well, they're only destroying blue cities."
Right.
I think we've passed that point now. And you know, I'm a big John Farnham fan. He tells you that if you want to stay out of trouble, be in your own bed at home at 10 p.m. every night in your bed, and you'll never get in any trouble. That's what he told me. And I believe him. Except the thing is, John has at least been in trouble enough in the past to where he's still got 4 or 5 rounds in his body.
Wow.
And some of that was in combat. And, you know, I presume all of it was probably in combat or in some official capacity, certainly not in a self-defense capacity, because he probably doesn't ever get into one of those. And you don't, I don't. We train for it, but we don't ever get into that. I probably due to awareness. And
John is the preeminent voice in my head that goes, "You know, if you got into trouble, you already failed a couple tests. Why were you here? Why didn't you see it coming?" He's the most vocal advocate and with the strongest language possible. John does not mix words. I appreciate his restraint when he's on your program to go, "You know, you win 100% of the fights you avoid." Because when he trains deputies, he goes, "Guys, I want you to go home. I hate seeing you shot." Yep.
Indeed.
I want to lighten up. Can I?
Certainly.
Okay. New Mexico recently, okay, the blue wave was there. The state legislature, House and Senate, are now controlled by Democrats. They were going to make the Roundhouse, their capital, a gun-free zone. Well, there's some small town, Arizona, didn't appreciate that. What is it? Atancia, New Mexico? The mayor and city council said, "You know what? You have to be armed in order to attend the city council meeting." Now, we have a procedure you can follow if there's you have religious exemptions, but we're tired of being pushed around by the Capitol. You know, there are things that we have to do out here that Albuquerque doesn't know about. So the mayor's later had an interview, and he has a .357 on his hip. He says, "Well, it's about more than the Second Amendment." And one of the town councilmen said, "You know, I can't support this bill. It's crazy." And he goes, "I know it's crazy. But the way we're being told to go disarmed, as if disarming the honest people will reduce crime, that's equally crazy. Maybe we need to be crazy to get attention and to draw the media's attention to the rest of the state so that they'll look outside of Albuquerque and quit taking press releases at face value." Good for him. A little guerrilla Second Amendment activism there.
Yep.
We got 2 minutes.
We got
okay.
Give or take.
Exactly. I noticed that the constitutional carry bill, it's a little bit of constitutional carry light. It's a training optional bill. I think what they're doing, they're determined to get the constitutional carry, and they're doing it one modification at a time. It made it through the House. It's on its way to the Senate. Their governor hasn't come out for it, hasn't come out against it. It passed the House by a 2-to-1 margin, 60-32, and it would make a concealed weapon permit optional, including mandatory training. So, hooray. Now let's see if they can follow up or if there's the political will. You know, did Bloomberg buy off some Senate president again?
That's not working out too well, though. Go ask old Steve Sweeney how that's working for him. those Senate presidents, you know. I mean, I don't really have time to get into that. If I was Steve Sweeney, I would have thought it's going to take millions and millions of dollars to unseat me. And instead, he's been taken out by somebody with about $2,600. So, I mean,
a truck driver.
I got a couple of handguns that cost more than that. I could have run for that. I could have sold a gun and been up there. New Jersey politician. Thank you very much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Who's coming up?
Oh, your man, Dan.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, like I was just saying, Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.